A study by the Ghana Trades and Livelihood Coalition, a trade and agriculture policy advocacy and research NGO, has shown that majority of farmers do not have access to government interventions and services to boost agricultural production. The research, conducted in 3 production centers in the country, examined tractor services, extension services, access to credit and storage facilities, among others. The coordinator of the Ghana Trade and Livelihood Coalition, Ibrahim Akalbila, told Radio Ghana that the Made in Agro Policy Performance Barometer seeks to measure the socioeconomic impact of interventions in the agricultural sector and highlight the bottlenecks in taking advantage of these programs for sustainable agricultural production.
We actually started the process since 2009, put in place what we call a policy monitoring evaluation system that is supposed to collect data at the grassroots. And in doing that, we selected 3 centers initially, that is Nyarga in the Upper East region, Dema in the Bronga region, and Kasi in the Greater Accra region, to be able to assess the impact of the implementation of policy on small-scale farming, on the production of rice and then tomato as a start. Interestingly, in doing that, we sort of allow the small-scale farmers, we actually train them to be able to collect the data themselves, and then we clean the data and then do analysis around it. From the analysis that we have done, this is the first process actually, and we found out that implementation of policy in Ghana, especially for small-scale farmers, has still a lot to go. If we really want to be able to reduce poverty and then, of course, also reduce hunger. The figures that we found from the initial process indicate that, for example, on tractor services, 68% of the respondents in Nyarga found it very, very difficult to access tractor service. Though we remember that the government started a process a few years back to increase access to tractor services by farmers. And we are seeing that so far, though this is the initial data that we are doing, we don't have any baseline, so we can't say whether there has been an improvement or not. But of course, the fact that we still have about 68% in Nyarga and about 98% in Kasse and about 100% in Dema not having access to tractor services is quite challenging. It means that we still have a lot to go to be able to increase the access of tractor services to small-scale farmers. There are other indicators which also indicate that even men, in this case, find it easier to access certain services like credit, tractor services, fertilizer, than women. And that women are even finding it more difficult to access these services than men. So clearly, it means that whatever policies that we're putting in place, we have to even target women better to be able to help them have better access and then to improve on the quality of what they're doing. Specifically because women produce about 70% of the food that we consume, even with all these challenges. So it means that when they are helped, when services provide in a better way, they could do much more better than they are doing now.
Why the concentration on these 3 centers?
Once our constituents are spread across the country, we wanted to have a geographical spread of northern Ghana, mid-zone, and then of course southern Ghana, just to be able to get a clear picture of what is happening across the country. Interesting enough, Dema, for example, access to extension service is about 70% for farmers there. And then you go to the north in Nyarga, access is about 10%. So there are some variations which are quite interesting. So it's also a learning process for us to be able to know what is happening in Dema that maybe the north or Nyarga can learn, or maybe in Kasse that Dema can learn, and so on and so forth. So there should be some cross-fertilization. But we did that initially to be able to have a geographical spread. And of course, we are going to gradually also build on the numbers to include other regions across the country.
Ibrahim Akalbila is the coordinator of the Ghana Trades and Livelihood Coalition.